Postscript. The original version of this story had Dusk referring to himself as Sixth, which was super confusing to readers. I liked it because it was so different, but in the end I relented to the feedback I was getting, because it was the right thing to do. Not only is Dusk more important thematically than Sixth, it's way easier to keep track of in a sentence. For those who don't know, this story was brainstormed on an episode of Writing Excuses. We did 4 episodes where we brainstormed together, then one of us took that idea and wrote a story on it. The initial brainstorming session we did for me ended up failing. I just wasn't excited about the story. So we tried again, and this was the result. This is the only story in the anthology where the world wasn't built into the original Cosmere plan. I did, however, leave myself room in my Cosmere outline for a handful of worlds I hadn't defined yet, as I knew I'd eventually have stories I wanted to tell that didn't fit on a planet with a shard. Our brainstorming session on air wasn't specifically for a Cosmere story, but as I worked on the outline, I was intrigued by the idea of using symbiosis, in a new way, for a Cosmere investiture. I quickly fell in love with the idea and the resulting story. You'll likely see more from the people of this planet, though there are no plans for another story or novel in the world. If you can't tell from the Alcatraz books and the Horneater culture in the Stormlight Archive, I have a fascination with Polynesian culture. The concept of wayfinding through the lapping of waves is just one of those things that won't leave me alone. And the ability to write about a character out on his own on the ocean, isolated in multiple ways, was intriguing to me. Also, considering how many talkative characters I do in books, it was a pleasure to try something new in someone like Dusk. This is the farthest forward, timeline-wise, of any of the stories in this collection. So at the time of Chris's writing of the introduction to the system, the events of this story haven't actually taken place yet. If you'd like to read the original brainstorming sessions in print form, along with early drafts of this story, they're available, along with the 3 stories written by the other hosts of Writing Excuses, Mary Robinette Cole, Dan Wells, and Howard Taylor, in an anthology called Shadows Beneath.